Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. Well, this morning I'd like to tell a little bit about myself, being it's Father's Day. I have 4 children, and as they were growing up, as kids always do, well, they've got all kinds of activities that they're involved with, and some of those are sports. And when they get involved with sports, they're always trying to recruit parents to be coaches. Well, that was something that I enjoyed doing. Is when my kids got old enough, I got to coach them, and in particular, I like to coach soccer and basketball. Now, when it came time to basketball, well, the YMCA was the one who organized that, and so they had all the parents who were coming out to be coaches, and so they're giving you all kinds of instructions and having you watch a video and that kind of thing. And then part of that instruction is how to deal with parents. Yeah. You know, she goes, if you have any trouble with parents, you know, you can come talk to me about that. You know, she was the director there. And it's like, you know, I'll give you some hints on how to handle situations like that. Well, after she got through with her little speech there, I went up to her afterwards and I said, you know, I never have problems with parents. And she looked at me. She goes, well, what's your secret? I said, well, I'm a pastor. So on the first practice that we have, I always wear my clerical collar, and I never have any problems after that. Well, the next year, she went through her same speech, had all the coaches there and everything, and so when it came time to talking about parents, after she gave her little spiel there about what to do with parents, she goes, well, I do have one coach in here who never has any problems. He's sitting right over there. If you want to, go talk to him. Funny thing is, after everything was over, they all came over. It's like, what's your secret? And I said, I'm a pastor. Oh. But, you know, recruiting parents to be coaches is kind of a good analogy for what we've got going on here with our gospel reading for today. Consider the first couple verses here. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. And when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Now that first verse there focuses on something that Jesus is doing. He was teaching. He was teaching the people. Now he's getting them back to God's word because they had strayed from that. They were not doing what they were supposed to do, but rather they were focusing on themselves and not focusing on what God has done for them. They were giving God lip service. Have you ever thought about that phrase, lip service? That comes from the Bible, believe it or not. That's where God said to Isaiah, talking about the people there in Israel, this people honor me with their lips while their hearts are far from me. You see, they're just saying the words without taking that to heart. And that's what Jesus was doing there, teaching them so that they take God's word to heart. Now, how else do you do that? Well, Jesus, while he was proclaiming the kingdom of God, Jesus is getting folks' attention back on the Lord. And his cousin, John the Baptist, had gone before Jesus doing that very thing, directing their attention, calling them to repent of their sins. For the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, was coming. And indeed, Jesus, the Lamb, was there. And what was he doing? He, too, was preaching like John. And then Jesus was also healing. Now, this is also reinforcing what God is doing. God is still out there, folks. He still cares. And so this would point the people back to God when they see somebody healed of something that was seemingly incurable. Now, yet at the same time, there were so many people who needed to hear all of these things, hear about the Lord, that Jesus had compassion on them, that they are like sheep without a shepherd. So many times that is mentioned in the Bible, time and again, about how those who were supposed to lead the people weren't. And so what happens to the sheep? Well, they start to stray. And so here they are. They needed to have someone to help them keep focused on God's word. So the need is there. And so Jesus then starts recruiting people, his disciples. Now, if you think about when you're recruiting people in the business world today, what happens? Well, you send in your resume. And so what, believe it or not, it's kind of incredible now. They've got programs now as people put their resume online and all that good stuff, that these programs then go through and do word searches for phrases in that resume that's been sent in, then hoping to find there that would be something that, well, that applies to the job that they're applying for. And so once the computer then separates out and flags all these different resumes, then an HR person actually pulls those resumes and starts to look at them. So that way they get the top people. Now, when you think about what's going on here with Jesus, think about those that he recruited. You wouldn't necessarily call them the top people of the Israelites. Think about the first one there, the one who wrote the gospel from which we're looking at. Well, Matthew, he was a tax collector. Now, being a tax collector for Rome is not going to garner you a whole lot of friends, nor are you going to be well-liked. But who else did he have? Well, he had some fishermen, their brothers, four of them, a couple other guys from Galilee that you might call working-class guys. He had another person there who was always doubting what Jesus said. Really, is that what you want? Another one was a political extremist. You know, they call him a zealot. And then, of course, well, there was the traitor, Judas. But with all of them, though, what does Jesus do? He gives them authority. Jesus empowered them to go and do what? To continue the very mission that Jesus was doing. They were not going out on their own, but rather they were going out to do the very thing that Jesus was doing. They were going out to teach and preach and heal, getting back to exactly what Jesus was doing. Now, this is what Jesus is calling all of us to do, quite frankly, and we are part of Jesus' team. For just like back in the day, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Sure, some go on to be pastors and the like, but when you think about it, though, what are all of God's people called? Got to go to 1 Peter chapter 2 for that. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. The task here for you and me is exactly like what one of the children said up here just a moment ago. We can give praises and thanks to God our Father. And that's all of God's people's task, your task, my task, to go out there and tell others how God loves them through Jesus. And that's what we're to do. And so God is calling you and them to live according to his word, because the people out there, quite frankly, are lost. They are sheep without a shepherd. Now sheep, they need to be led. Why? Because sheep can get distracted pretty easily. I was coaching my son's soccer team one time when he was very young. And what was happening there? Well, I got all the kids out there. It's just, you know, when they're little like that and they're playing soccer, it's kind of like trying to herd cats. You know, they're running around everywhere. And they're not where they're supposed to be. And so one of the times that the kids were all down here on the one side trying to score a goal, and one of my players was standing over here. Now, that's not unusual, because sometimes, kids get distracted, and sometimes they're just staring off looking at their parents and that kind of thing. But this one wasn't looking at his parents. He was looking down at the ground. Didn't think too much of it at the time, and so we're still playing out there, and all these kids are running back and forth. The next thing you know, I've got two of my players standing over there looking down at the ground. And before too long, a third of my players is standing over there. And shortly thereafter, a kid from the other team is standing over there looking at the ground. And before too long, another kid from the other team is standing there. Now, I'm trying to get my kids over here to score, and I've got this group of five over here now. Well, now I got to go find out what's going on. So I walk down the field there, and all five are all standing there just looking down at the ground. I'm like, what are you guys looking at? And one of them looks up at me and goes, a caterpillar. Yes, they can get distracted, and so can we. Sheep, do that. Sometimes it's you and me. Sometimes that distraction is a temptation. And temptations, what do? Well, they can lead us away from the Lord. Like sheep straying. We too can do that. And sometimes those temptations lead to sins. And those sins, again, are disappointing to the Lord. And that's where we need to turn from those. We need to repent. We need to ask for forgiveness. And forgiveness is found in one and only one place. That is Jesus, who died for those sins and who rose from the grave alive, giving us hope. You see, there's a whole world out there that are caught up and always looking at the caterpillars all the time. The distractions of this world that they're staring at is to their very detriment. They will always be lost sheep. And that is why they are people who need to be taught about Jesus, who need to hear the good news of Jesus Christ, who need to be healed of their sins, who need to have their attention and their lives focused on Jesus. And that is why you, as saved sheep, as healed from your sins sheep, that's you, that describes you. You're a children of God, a chosen possession of the Father, and you are being recruited. Jesus has the authority to call on this recruitment. Jesus, in turn, has empowered us. Happened in our baptisms when the Holy Spirit came upon us, so that indeed we are saved. And so, what does he do with those whom he has recruited? Well, he too has given us a mission, not unlike the disciples back in the day. Recall Jesus' words, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." Yes, indeed, Jesus has that authority. And in turn, what did he do? He tells us to go and make disciples, to go and teach. Indeed, that is our task. You see, when we are doing that, we're telling others about Jesus. We are pointing them to Jesus. We are getting the word out. And that's exactly what our Heavenly Father wants us to do. Now, it doesn't matter what your occupation is or what skills you think you have or do not have. Jesus has the authority, and he took what he had and sent them out, just like he does that with you and I as well. You see, because it's all about what God does, and that's why we focus them on Jesus. Indeed, he is the author and perfecter of our faith. So consider what could be done if all of us were to do that. If all of us were to point others to Jesus, think about what would happen right here at Trinity. Go and do likewise. Go and share Jesus to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.